My name is Sydney Outlaw. You can call me Sid. My students call me Professor O, Professor Outlaw. My mom calls me Sid, and my dad calls me whichever name he can think of because we're always around the house at home.
For this interview, he said we can call him Baritone Sidney Outlaw, lauded by the New York Times as a terrific singer with a deep, rich timbre, and the San Francisco Chronicle as an opera powerhouse with a weighty and forthright sound. Outlaw grew up in a special place for the arts, especially singing.
I grew up in Western North Carolina near Asheville, North Carolina, called Brevard, North Carolina. It's the home of the famous Brevard Music Center and Summer Festival and Institute. At an early age, I can remember sitting in the backyard and hearing performances. We lived that close. I remember being young and hearing Angela Brown, soprano Angela Brown, sing Aida at Brevard Music Center. I just performed with Angela Brown in January at New Orleans Opera. It's not the first time I performed with her, but the irony is that when I was younger, to hear her singing, you know, and now I'm on stage with her, you know, and she's one of my great mentors in this industry.
He says that he basically started singing when he was born, and his whole family knows about music. His mother and his aunts inherited from their mother the music of the church they attended, the music that has been passed on for generations. Outlaw was 4 when he first sang in public.
So it wasn't the first time I sang, period, but it was the first time I'd sang for an audience outside of that church family. So it was early.
Outlaw graduated with a degree in voice from UNNC Greensboro. Although he had already done musicals in high school, in college he got more into opera. In college, he received plenty of mentoring and nurturing from well-known people in the field. Before grad school, he had done about 10 roles in opera. After Outlaw shared much of his artistic life with us, he mentioned that he's very excited to come to Omaha for the first time, to play the role of Figaro in Opera Omaha's big production, The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, which is one of the most frequently performed operas around the world.
It's going to be a delightful evening of wonderful singing and just wonderful just storytelling.
The Marriage of Figaro is this March 31st and April 2nd at the Orpheum Theater. For more information, you can visit operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.